Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Ferdinand, Indiana, Forest Park High School, where tonight, Bar Reeves on the road here at Beekler Arena to take on the Forest Park Rangers. Good evening, everybody. I am Mike DeCourcy, joined by my friend, my partner, and my sidekick tonight, Bar Reeves Assistant Principal and Athletic Director, Aaron Ash. Good evening, Coach Ash.
Good evening, Michael. A rainy, dreary night tonight, so it's a good place to be inside of a gym with two very good basketball teams getting ready to square off tonight.
Yeah, certainly, Bar Reeves and Forest Park, and you want to talk about some really epic games over the years, Bar Reeves and Forest Park, they can certainly lay claim to that.
Oh, you can go year by year. I've seen several memorable performances here in this gym and then also at Kavanaugh Court, just battles. You know, it's always physical. Both teams always play so hard, and, you know, that's one thing that Forest Park is, they've always had good size. They've had a few years where they haven't been quite as big, and I think Bar Reeves has kind of taken advantage of that, which Bar Reeves, in turn, has quite a bit of size the last several years as well. But both teams, you know, kind of at different stages right now of their season. Forest Park's kind of been up and down, you know, both with coaching changes, new coaches, so, you know, trying to kind of figure out those new systems. Bar Reeves been probably a little sharper earlier on, but Forest Park graduated a lot of seniors as well, so they've had a couple of different things to kind of overcome starting their first half of the year.
Yeah, this is a Forest Park team that finished as the runner-up in Class 2A last season, dropped a four-point decision to Oak Hill in the state championship game, but also a game last year, Bar Reeves, a 52-50 winner at Kavanaugh Court in a game that Bar Reeves took an early lead, played very well, and Forest Park kept coming, and Bar Reeves just kind of held them off.
Yeah, it was a really good game. Bar Reeves fortunate. I believe Forest Park had some foul trouble, but Forest Park had kind of an epic end of their season, you know, in the tournament as well with, you know, the buzzer beater in the sectional. They had several close games and were able just to find a way, similar to Bar Reeves' tournament run last year. So a lot of similarities the way the season's ended last year. And Forest Park's, the big key is trying to find the way to maximize the ability of Hope, their star sophomore standout. And, you know, he's had some nice games early on, but, you know, I'd say that their coach is still trying to figure out the best way to have him involved in every way.
Yeah, certainly when you talk about Forest Park, it does kind of start and stop with the 6'8 sophomore Kurt Hope, already getting major college recruiting attention, and somebody the Vikings are going to have to deal with here tonight.
No, that's right, and he can handle the ball. For a guy that's 6'8, he's athletic, handles the ball well. Perimeter shooting is something that he's going to work to improve on, because to play at the next level, probably at a school that he would like to play at, he's going to have to be able to shoot the ball from the perimeter. And it's, you know, in high school basketball, you know, the first thing that a coach is going to look at Forest Park is how can we take him away. So a lot of times on the high school floors, you don't see, you know, these kids that are probably going to end up playing college ball, you just don't see them maybe standing out as much as what we know as coaches. How good they really are, you know. And Bar Reeves, same, you know, similar. Keegan O'Neill has had some games this year that, you know, he's been taken out of. But when you focus your defense on taking someone out of the game, then that's what happens. And you know, we'll see what happens tonight. But Forest Park definitely with the we'll be able to equate Keegan O'Neill's size with Kurt Hoft tonight.
All right, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, more of the pregame show, Bar Even Forest Park getting ready. Back to Ferdinand after this two-minute timeout.
It's a new year and time for the Start Something New sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. The new year means a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude in your driveway. The Jeep Cherokee Latitude comes in front-wheel or four-wheel drive and offers many great features in the new Jeep model. Washington Chrysler Center has five in stock that just rolled off the truck, priced as low as $22,208. Amazing deals to start the new year fresh during the Start Something New sales event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Back at Forest Park alongside Aaron Ash, I am Mike DeCourcy, and Bar Eve and Forest Park back out on the floor completing their warm-ups. Bar Eve in the best uniforms in all of high school sports, black jerseys, black shorts, black shoes, black socks. Take credit for that, athletic director. And Forest Park in their home whites trimmed in green. Tonight's Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Coach Ash, if the Vikings are going to break this mini one-game losing streak and move to 10-2 on the season, what do they need to do here tonight?
Is it a streak if it's one game? That's my question.
You're a math teacher. You tell me.
That's hard. Streak? I can't imagine a streak could be one, but you know, I guess two could be. Tonight, I think it's going to all be about toughness. Toughness on the defensive end of the floor, being able to rebound the basketball. That's what you get when you play a Forest Park team. You know, like we said earlier, Forest Park's kind of had some up and downs. The first half of the season, they've been hit with some injuries to some key players, and this is a game that can catapult them into a very good second half of the year. You know, both teams coming off of a loss in the championship round of a tournament, holiday tournament last week, and both teams are looking to get their second half of the season started off the right way. And this would be a signature win for Forest Park's new coach and for their team this year as they. You know, as they're expected to compete in the 2A sectional as well. So it's all about toughness, being able to be physical in the defensive end, rebound, because Forest Park's going to bring it. They're going to be jacked to play Bar Eve, especially after last year's two-point loss, one of the very few losses they had last year.
All right, toughness is the key tonight. And found it interesting, not interesting, it's not interesting at all, but, you know, the assignment tonight, you just kind of naturally thought that it would be Keegan O'Neill versus Kurt Hoft one-on-one, and talking to Coach Thompson in a pregame, he basically said, hey, it's Austin Ainsco is going to draw that assignment on Hoft tonight, trying to keep Keegan out of a little bit of foul trouble, keeping him over in help side if he's got to come by the help side. And certainly I'm not going to say a bold strategy move by any part, but I certainly think it's one that makes a lot of sense once you think about it.
Oh, yeah, and it's one that I think – you know, I would have probably leaned towards, you know, if you asked me before the game. Like you said, it keeps Keegan out of foul trouble potentially, where he's not having to guard Kurt Hoft, who's going to be more athletic than Keegan, especially off the bounce. But it also allows Keegan to be a help side defender. And that can be very key whenever you get those weak side blocks and weak side help that allows him to do that. So, you know, Austin size-wise is, 6'5", 6'6", and so he'll give up a few inches, but he's played very well so far this season. He guarded the Davidson kid from Fort Wayne Blackhawk, did a pretty decent job on him as well. So Austin probably a little more mobile, and I'd say that's where Coach Thompson's coming from to give him the start. And I would say you're going to see Keegan O'Neill guard him at some point tonight as well.
All right, we're going to take another timeout. Starting lineups and national anthem right around the corner. And when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip back to Forest Park right after this.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Back at Forest Park, starting lineups being introduced right now, Coach Ash, and nice crowd has filtered in across the way, at least on the Bar Reeve side. Forest Park always has a nice home crowd. Tonight's starting lineups, first for Bar Reeve. It's going to be the way that they have gone all season long, three-guard set. Bryson Graber, Bryson, 6'3", and the sophomore point guard of the Vikings. Gabe Gladish, off of that outstanding game last Saturday night against Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Gabe, 6'1", and a senior. Third guard tonight, Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 6 feet, and a senior. Pair of forwards tonight, Austin Ainsco, Austin, 6'6", and a senior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8", and a junior. Vikings coached by Josh Thompson, assisted by Dean Scott, Eric Yoder, Craig Knepp, and Trey Showalter. Forest Park being introduced right now. And as we mentioned earlier, it's going to start and stop with their big man in the middle. That is Kurt Hope. Hope, 6'8", and a sophomore. Had a good game. Had a dunk down in Montgomery last year, I remember correctly.
Yes, he did.
Coach Ash. So
we like those.
I think we saw enough dunks last week.
Yeah.
And
they do count 2 points. It's only 2 points, Mike.
So to go along with Kurt Hope, Reed Steffi going to start at one guard possession. Steffi, 6'1", and a senior. Drew Howard, a freshman in the starting lineup tonight. Drew, 5'11", and a freshman. And also starting tonight at a forward position, Simon Jacob. Jacob is a 6'3" sophomore. As we talked about, Kurt Hope. Hope, 6'8", and a sophomore. And then rounding out the starting lineup for Forest Park. I didn't catch the last one, Coach Ash. That's Aaron Hurst. Aaron Hurst, number 44. He is a senior, 6'3". And the Rangers' new varsity coach this year, David Welp, slides down a seat. And he's assisted by some of the old guard that we know pretty well, including our guy, Phil Winkler.
Yeah, Forest Park's always put a pretty nice staff together. They do a really good job, their coaches, and all around good people.
All right, both teams out greeting each other. Ainsco and Hope in the center circle. Tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington.
Forest Park's front court goes 6'3", 190, 6'3", 190, 6'8", 200. So got some guys that are really put together there.
Tip is up. It is controlled by Bar Reeve. Bryson Graber's got it. Looks like Forest Park going to start man-to-man. Isaac Wagler, top of the key. Over to Bryson. Looking down to Keegan right off the bat. Couldn't find him. Out to Gabe. Gabe, center circle behind the volleyball line. Bryson's got it on the left side. Little pick and roll action. And a lob pass down to Keegan. Keegan didn't see it coming. And out of bounds, turnover Bar E.
A little miscommunication there. Bryson had a shot coming off the screen. Keegan was kind of bodied up there and didn't see the pass coming. Be a turnover on Bar E.
So Forest Park with the basketball. Bar E going to start man-to-man. They're looking inside to Hope. He and Ainsco really going at it here in the early going. Forest Park going to put up a three. It's good. And that's Simon Jacobs, so an early 3-0 lead for Forest Park.
Yeah, and that was caused by the help side that Barry was given Hope on the entry pass and a wide-open look at the top of the key.
And now they're going to get a travel on Isaac Wagler the other direction, so two trips, two turnovers for the Vikings.
That's not the start you've drawn up in the locker room before you come out.
So Forest Park back against this Viking man-to-man defense. Going to hit a cutting Hope. Lays it up and in. 5-0 Forest Park. Isaac Wagler going to be fouled on his way to the basket by Howard. Barry going to get it on the baseline.
Forest Park in man-to-man defense.
Ainsco on the inbounds, long two. It's an air ball. Just a bad start for Barry.
That shot was an 18-footer, 1 foot on the line. Not a good look there.
Jacob with it, working on Gladys. He gets himself into the lane. Going to kick it back out. Hope sets for three. It's an air ball the other way. And Barry going to get it back.
It's a good look there for Hope, just unable to connect. That's three possessions for Barry, even. 0-for-3, two unforced turnovers and one shot that was not close to the mark. Let's see if this fourth possession can get the bar Eve going on the offensive end.
Bryson Graber over to Ainsco. Looking for Keegan O'Neill on the inside. They're going to get an offensive foul on Keegan O'Neill.
Oh, man. That's not a good one. That's just being bigger and stronger and posting up hard. That's all it is.
So Forest Park with the basketball again. Hope with it. Howard on the baseline. Back to Hope. He's going to lay it up and in. 7-0. Ainsco tried to take a charge. And Forest Park, a good start continues. Gladish has it on the right side.
That's a foul on Hope. That was not called.
Gabe going to set for a long three. Got it. Good job collecting himself. Knocked it in. 7-3. Vikings cut it to 4. Hope with it. Goes over Ainsco. No good. Rebounded by Keegan. Gets it off to Bryson. Bryson Graber. Hits a slipping Ainsco. Ainsco lays it in. 7-5. So Vikings with the last 5 to pull within 2. Howard's got it. He's guarded by Isaac Wagler. Forest Park with it. They're trying to get something done
man.
In the post. We've got a tussle, and Ainsco going to grab the rebound off the wild shot. Here comes Bryson the other way. Bryson off the glass, got it, and he's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Keegan O'Neill caught an elbow down here on the defensive end. No call.
Yeah, I think he's bending over.
He got popped in the face pretty good.
See Quentin Yoder at the bench. I think he's going to check in for Keegan. He got jacked.
Yeah, he did. And that is the one job I've noticed here.
He got hit in the mouth. He's bleeding from the mouth, I think.
Aaron Hirsch, that's the guy that's been guarding Keegan, and he is really going to try to be physical. That's his one job tonight.
So,
6'3", 190. He's got the body to do it.
Bryson completes the three-point play, 8-7.
Nice job by Bar Eve to recollect themselves after the 7-0 start by the Rangers.
Flex activity, 3 going to be put up by Forest Park, no good. Gabe going to run it down, get it off to Bryson. Here comes Bar Eve on the run. Bryson down to Quentin Yoder. Quentin going to have his shot blocked. And it's going to be last touch by Ainsco. It's just not a good shot by Quentin Yoder.
No, he's being guarded, and then Hope is the weak side defender. And, you know, if it's a one-on-one situation, that's different. But when Hope's in help side, and it's an easy block for Hope. And then went off the Bar Eve player going after the ball. So Forest Park will get possession again.
Jacobs got it. Hope now on the right side. And they're going to get a moving screen. They're going to get that on Elliot Rothgarber. And he set a moving screen on Gabe Gladish.
Yep, he was setting a back screen there on Gabe and just kind of slid over.
So 4 minutes gone, 8-7 Vikings. Here comes Bryson with the basketball. Gabe on the right side, out to Ainsco. Isaac Wagler on the left side. Bryson now. Gabe. Going to go down the middle of the lane. Got it. Nice move.
He just hammered.
And he got a hit.
Lord.
Gabe came off that curl, got into the middle of the lane, probably got fouled, but 10-7 Bar Eve. Here comes Hope with it, and he's going to throw it to Josh Thompson. So another turnover on Forest Park.
Yeah, I think that's what Coach Thompson's trying to plead to the official, that Gabe got hammered on the shot. It wasn't even close.
So
that's one of those that the officials are going to tell you that it wasn't in their area, Mike.
It was in the C position.
Oh my goodness.
Gabe with it in the corner. He's going to set for another three. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Forest Park. And Coach Welp going to get a quick timeout. We'll go ahead and take 1-2. 3:11 left. First quarter. 10-7 Bar Eve. Back to Forest Park after this 30-second timeout.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Back at Forest Park, 10-7. Vikings on top by three. It will be Forest Park basketball. And after a slow start, an offensive foul, and a couple turnovers, Bar Reeves has been a little more crisp here the last 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah, they've gathered themselves an offense. Very slow start, a couple turnovers, a couple bad shots. Just uncharacteristic, but now Bar Reeves kind of settled in here on both ends of the floor.
And Roth Gerber with it in the middle of the lane. Down to Hope. Hope going to lay it up. And he's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. They're going to get it on Ainsco.
It's going to be Hope's sixth point already here in this first quarter. Keegan O'Neill checks back in for Quentin Yoder.
It'll be the first on Ainsco.
Ainsco almost had the steal. Ball just kind of bounced right in Hope's hands.
Free throw is long, no good. Keegan with a rebound. Here comes Bari with the basketball. Bryson going to bounce it over. Isaac on the right wing. Gladish with it in the corner. Layup. No good. Last touched by Forest Park, though, out of bounds. Gabe got free on the baseline, just did not have a great angle. Wasn't even quite a layup. It was more of a little.
It's kind of like an in-between floater on the baseline. That's a tough shot.
Sabari on the inbounds. Gabe with it. Ainsco.
Nice cut.
Isaac Wagler doing what Isaac Wagler does, back cutting a layup.
Nice pass by Ainsco. Really good find.
Howard going to have his pass deflected. Forest Park going to pick it back up, however. Roth Gerber going to launch a three, and he got it. They're tied at 12.
Wasn't the prettiest three-pointer going up, but it went in.
I think that's why the defenders backed off of him. Gabe going to set for another three on the other end. It's going to be short. Keegan going to grab the offensive rebound, go around everybody, lay it up. No good. Tipped up, and now they're going to get over the back foul on Keegan O'Neill. That's going to be his second.
Oh. Real unfortunate string of events there. Keegan had a good look inside, just couldn't connect. I think that's where he's going to be frustrated the most. He didn't make the shot, and then a couple tips, and then Keegan just kind of wrong place, wrong time, and got popped with the second foul here in this first quarter.
So we're tied at 12. Minute 50 left, first quarter. They're looking inside to Hope. Roth Gerber with it again. Going to kick it over to Reed Steffi. Steffi, 15-footer, short. Rebounded by Quentin. Over to Bryson. Here comes Bari with it. Isaac's got it on the right side. Down to Quentin. Quentin going to blow the layup. They're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow going to give it back to Forest Park. Bari just cannot leave points out there.
Man, it's a good pass and a good opportunity there for Quentin Yoder. Just that's about the second or third shot around the basket that Bari is going to wish they had back.
Tied at 12, minute 15 left, first quarter. Forest Park with the basketball. Roth Gerber going to have his shot blocked. Quentin going to grab the rebound. With a minute left, let's see if Bari tries to get the last one. Bryson Graber going to be fouled. And he was trying to draw that defense in, and he wanted to kick to Gabe Gladish on the left wing.
Yeah, he did a good job crossing directions there, going from the right to the left. Gabe was on the left wing, and Bryson drove it hard and just got kind of body checked and got the foul in Forest Park, but he was looking for Gabe in the corner for sure.
On the inbounds, Ainsco going to lay it up. No good. Barrie going to grab the offensive rebound, however. And they're going to bounce it out, and that's another missed layup.
That's third or fourth missed layup.
And a beautiful inbounds set. And it just hung on the rim and fell off.
Ugh.
So Barrie going to try to get the last shot of the quarter. We're at 30 seconds.
They will have possession coming out, so see if Barrie can maybe get a basket here to end the first quarter and then get one coming out in that second quarter.
We're at coming up on 15. Gabe going to hand it back to Bryson. Bryson. Dribble handoff. Gladish over to Isaac. Gabe going to set. Wide open. Three. No good, but Gabe going to be fouled, and they're going to call it on the floor after the shot. With 2.4.
Yeah, that's a good call. Gabe had shot the ball and landed, and the foul came after he had landed on the floor. So
Barrie will get it in front of their stands. 2.4 seconds left. Gladish, one hard dribble, jumper, no good. And that's going to do it. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, we're tied at 12. Back to Forest Park after this one-minute timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
you. It's a new year and time for the Start Something New sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. The new year means a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude in your driveway. The Jeep Cherokee Latitude comes in front-wheel or four-wheel drive and offers many great features in the new Jeep model. Washington Chrysler Center has five in stock that just rolled off the truck, priced as low as $22,208. Amazing deals to start the new year fresh during the Start Something New sales event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Tied at 12 after a quarter, Coach Ash.
Yeah, I think the couple storylines here, Barrie unable to convert on three, I don't want to say layups, but they were right around the basket that we're accustomed to seeing those guys make. That's 6 points you kind of left out on the board, and then, you know, at least three or four silly turnovers here in that first quarter. Keegan O'Neill also with two fouls, so he's right now on the bench with two fouls. So a lot of things that did not go Barrie's way, but we're still in a 12-12 tie.
So Viking basketball to start the second quarter. Bryson down to Quentin Yoder. His shot going to be blocked. And they are going to get a foul on the putback on Simon Jacob. That's team foul number six, so Forest Park will be in the bonus the rest of the half. So on the inbounds, it'll be Barrie basketball. Gladish going to go down. His layup, no good. He's going to grab it.
There we go.
Putback's no good, but Gabe going to be fouled, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Gabe just stuck with that. Nice little out-of-bounds set. Gabe having an opportunity. Two free throws. That's going to be Forest Park's seventh team foul. The foul's on Reed Steffi, his second foul. So starting guard for Forest Park with two fouls as well.
So Gabe got the first one to go, 13-12. Halftime score from Ligoti, Vincennes Reve 23, Ligoti 18. Gabe will have one more. And Gladish got the second, 14-12, Vikes by two again.
Here's where you want to see Barrie be able to string some defensive stops together.
They're going to tap one out of bounds. Isaac Wagler got his hand in the passing lane. So Forest Park going to get it in front of their student section. So Forest Park going to get set. Howard with the basketball. In the center circle. Looking down to Hope. Can't find him. Looking down there again. Him and Ainsco battling. Ainsco, good job in the post. Going to get it off to Isaac. Ainsco stepped around, got the steal. Here comes Barreve. Isaac, going to skip it back. Gabe Gladish, wild layup, no good. And they're going to say Quentin Yoder on the foul. Coach Josh Thompson,
goodness.
Unhappy.
Oh.
Gladish tried to avoid the charge.
But Quentin was getting blocked out and got taken to the floor, and they're going to call the over the back.
Because he landed on top of the guy.
Oh, but he got his legs taken out from under him. Oh, that was bad. Whew. All right, Forest Park basketball. That's Quentin Yoder's first foul, the team's fourth.
Jacob, layup, no good. Rebounded by Quentin Yoder. Here comes Bryson with the basketball.
It's a good, strong rebound by Quentin.
Gabe, he's going to get called for a travel trying to turn the corner. Barry going to give it back.
Yep. He came around the top of the key and caught it, and he did slid that pivot foot as he was taken off, and they got him for a travel. Young players have to learn. They've got to, the old days where you teach that rocker step pump fake, it's just hard. Officials just see that, and they blow the whistle. It's a travel. You got to put the ball on the floor.
And Hope's going to pick up a loose ball, lay it in, 14 all.
Clint Hope's 8 points so far.
Gabe Gladish. And he's going to travel again.
That's just Gabe trying to do too much.
So we're tied here at 14. Forest Park with the basketball. Howard's got it in the corner, left corner. Trying to get around Isaac Wagler. He's going to shot fake. No good. But Forest Park going to pick it up and lay it in. That's Aaron Hurst. 16-14. Rangers by two. Gabe going to set for another three. Got that one. 17-16. Just a good kind of a pin down screen to get Gabe open. Vikings retake the lead.
Yeah, and that was a good shot by Gabe. He was in rhythm. Just a catch and shoot. And that one looked pretty. Forest Park has really tried to kind of go 1-4 low with Hof just driving the ball and trying to create for others. They've done it two or three straight possessions. Look like they're going to call a set here.
Howard with it, guarded by Ainsco. Hope with it. He's going to kick it out. And wild shot going to be put up. No good. And out of bounds off Forest Park. Barry going to get it back with a one-point lead.
A lot of contact there as well on Bryson Craven.
I thought they
defense.
Were going to get one on Bryson right there.
So at least they've been consistent. They let one in go, let the other one go too.
So Bryson with the basketball. Over to Isaac. Isaac going to hit a cutting Gabe Gladish, and they're going to tap it off Gabe's leg out of bounds.
Ooh. When Gabe's pleading with the official that it was my arm, it wasn't the ball that he grabbed. Nonetheless, it's going to go down as a good defensive play for the Rangers.
And Forest Park going to travel with it. Bryson, good defense on Wade Leonard. Going to force him to move his pivot foot.
This has been a really strange game. There's just no flow whatsoever.
Isaac's got it out high. Bryson, top of the key. Bryson, Ainsco, layup, no good. But Ainsco going to go to the line to shoot two. He's going to be fouled by Hope. It's eight on Forest Park. Austin's first free throw is short. He'll have another one.
Mike, it's one of those things where you would think that both teams have been like on a long break or something. That's how the game's going. Neither team has been crisp on either end of the floor. It's just been real sloppy, and if either one of these teams go on a nice run where they play good quality basketball like they're capable of, it's going to be an 8 to 10 point lead for somebody real quick.
Austin gets the second one, 18-16, Vikes by two. Hope with it out high. And Gladish going to reach in and going to pick one off, get it off to Bryson, and here comes Bar-Eve on the run. Bryson, little floater, no good. Rebounded by Forest Park, and that's just a golden opportunity. Here comes Forest Park back the other direction. Ball going to be on the floor, and here comes Gabe Gladish ahead with it. Gabe, and they're going to get a charge. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Gabe kind of shook his head like he knew it. Oh, that was kind of a...
But you get rode the whole way down the floor, and then you stick a forearm out, and then they're going to call it. Yeah. I mean, God bless America. 18-16.
We've had a couple nice defensive possessions there where they got some steals.
And that shot going to be blocked out of bounds, and Bar-Eve going to go back and play defense again. Josh Thompson really pleading his case with an official about something right now.
There's a lot to plead.
Forest Park on the inbounds. Howard has the ball. First foul on Gladish, by the way. Bar-Eve man-to-man. Ball going to be poked away. Forest Park going to pick it up. And it's going to be last touch by Forest Park. It deflected off Roth Gerber, so Vikings are going to get it out of bounds. Ash, I'm going to stand up for a second.
Well, man, this has just been – neither coach is going to be happy in the locker room.
It's been a physical mess so far.
It has been so ugly.
Gladish with it high on the left side. Out to Quentin Yoder. Bryson in the lane. He's going to spin. His jumper, no good. Quentin's layup going to be no good. They're going to say it was blocked. Here comes Forest Park with a basketball. And Gladish going to get into the passing lane. Here comes Isaac Wagler. Layup, got it. 20-16. And they're going to get a timeout. Forest Park will take one, too. 2:53 left. First half, 20-16, Bar-Eve. Back to Forest Park after this 30-second timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Back at Forest Park, 20-16, Coach Ash. Vikings on top by four.
Yeah, and Forest Park they've done exactly what they've wanted to do. They've been very physical on the defensive end and posting up as well. It's one of those situations. Those Forest Park teams all through the years have always been so physical, and they just dare officials to make all of those foul calls, and you know they get the benefit of some of them when you hold and when you bump every cutter. It just makes it difficult to run any kind of offense.
Forest Park with the basketball. And Howard may have gotten away with a travel. His floater is no good.
Yeah, he did.
Rebounded by Ainsco. Austin. Gladish with it in the corner. He's going to skip it over, throw it out of bounds. Forest Park ball. And Josh Thompson had ran to half court.
Tried to get
a timeout.
Yeah, Gabe was stuck in the corner.
That's where Gabe's just got to call it.
Yeah, that's where you want your senior to be able to realize, all right, this is not a good situation. I picked my dribble up. I'm in the corner, double-teamed. Your first pass is already covered up. Just call timeout. You got five of them.
And Howard going to have his pass deflected out of bounds. Forest Park going to get it back. Hagen Knepp into the game. Ainsco going to sit down. Austin with one foul.
That puts Hagen Knepp on Kurt Hope.
Forest Park with it in the backcourt.
This would be very beneficial to get the ball to Hope in the post area.
And that's what they want. Hagen Knepp going to deflect it. Gladys going to pick it up. Here comes Bar Eve. Hagen going to skip it over. Isaac going to set for a three. Bounces off, no good. Here comes Hope on the rebound. He's going to... And they're going to call Hagen Knepp for a foul.
That's going to be a fortunate one that Bar Eve got called, because Hope, after that foul was called, had one dribble and a layup. So that foul is going to be the team's sixth foul. It's going to save 2 points.
So minute 47 left, opening half, 20-16 Vikings. Forest Park with it on the inbounds. Steffi has it. Out to Howard. Howard working on Isaac Wagler. Back to Steffi on the left side. Howard's got it again. He's going to rise and fire from the elbow. Got it to go. 20-18. Forest Park to within two.
It's a nice little jump shot off the dribble for Howard. Quentin Yoder had stepped up to help a little bit and had a hand up.
Bryson's got it. Top of the key. Going to go down. Off the glass. No good. And
oh, my goodness.
Ball on the floor. There's people everywhere, and they're going to get a foul on somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
And that, Quentin Yoder got hammered. He absolutely got hammered.
That's Kurt Hope's second. That should have been his second foul as well. That's where it really hurt you. Oh.
The thing
Instead,
is,
it's going to be Quentin Yoder's second foul.
And the thing is, Mike Zaire went over to Josh Thompson to take his butt chewing, and Thompson hasn't delivered it yet, because somebody ought to be getting one. That is a horrible call. So that'll put Steffi at the line. Steffi's free throw short, as Dave Cavanaugh says. God knew.
Man. Mike, we don't complain about officials very often.
These guys got to do a better job. That's
all. Yeah, they're good officials.
But they've not been good tonight.
They have not done a very good job here.
Bryson with it. Top of the key. Out to Hagen. Over to Gabe. We're at 40 seconds. Looks like Bar Eve going to try to get the last shot of the quarter. I mean, Bryson's being held. No call. Bryson down the lane. Ball going to be kicked. So Bar Eve going to get it. 30 seconds left on the baseline.
Well, the message at halftime is going to be both coaches have about the same one. Look how bad we've played, and it's a one-possession game.
Bari with it on the inbounds. Isaac's got it out high. Coming up on 20 seconds. Over to Bryson. 15. Bryson fouled again. We're coming up on 5. And Hagen going to get loose for a layup and lay it in. Good back cut by Hagen to end the half. And Bar Eve does get the final bucket at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Bar Eve 22, Forest Park 18. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates and Dr. Merle Holzapfel. We are going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, Aaron Ash will have tonight's halftime statistics. We'll set up the second half. 22-18 Vikings here in Forest Park. Back to Beekler Arena after this 3-minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomerybrewertonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Back at Ferdinand Forest Park High School at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 22-18, Vikes on top by four. Halftime statistics, Sarah Nash.
Yeah, we'll start with the Forest Park Rangers. They were led by sophomore big man Kurt Hope. He had 4 2-point field goals for 8 first half points. He was 0 of 1 at the free throw line. 3 points for Elliot Rothgerber. He had 1 3-point field goal. Simon Jacob with 3 points also had 1 3-point field goal. 2 points for Drew Howard, had 1 2-point field goal, and Aaron Hurst with 2 points, with 1 2-point field goal. So again, Kurt Hope led the way for the Forest Park Rangers in that first half with 8 first half points. For Barrie, they were led by Gabe Gladish. Gabe had 10 points. He had 2 3-point field goals, 1 2-point field goal, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 10 for Gabe. 4 for Isaac Wagler. He had 2 2-point field goals, 3 for Bryson Graber, 1 2-point field goal, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Austin Ainsko with 3 points, 1 2-point field goal, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And Hagen Knepp with the basket there to close that second quarter out with 2 points. He had 1 2-point field goal. So again, Gabe with 10, Isaac 4, Bryson and Austin both with 3, and Hagen with 2. Quarter scoring after one, it was a 12-12 tie. In the second quarter, Barrie outscored Forest Park 10-6 to extend the to take a first half lead of 22-18.
You know what the best part about Viking basketball broadcasts are, Aaron Ash?
Tell me.
It's having devoted and dedicated listeners like our friend Stacy Loniker at home shooting us updates for other area teams.
Hey.
You know, and I know I'm a big fan of Stacy, and I know you are a big fan of the Stacy Loniker
he
also.
Is. Yes, he is. He's a great, great guy, great family. Think a lot of Stacy, definitely.
So, yeah, so I look forward to the Friday night, you know, updates from the area. As
you know what also stinks is our cell service right now is brutal. So if you're trying to get shout-outs, it's tough right now.
Yeah.
If you're sitting, I'm going to get 20 texts when I walk out of
yeah,
the gym, and
yeah,
it's going to be
happen.
Too late. So I apologize, but it's not very good. The play of both teams has not been very good. I think, like we talked about earlier, both coaches are in the locker room basically saying, hey, we're right in this game, and this is one of the worst halves we've played this year both ways. You know, and, you know, Barbie played the entire second quarter without Keegan O'Neill, who had two fouls, you know, in that first quarter. So, you know, Barbie's feeling good, 22-18. We didn't have Keegan the whole first, you know, second quarter, and we missed a lot of opportunities around the rim that, we're normally going to make. And a lot of turnovers, lots of turnovers. And then Forest Park, I'm only down four, and we didn't make anything. You know, we had trouble scoring, and, you know, we held Barrie to 22. But I think both teams are going to be upset that they didn't play better, but they're, you know, the outlook's pretty good that they're only, you know, within 4 points of each other coming in the second half.
All right, 22-18 here at halftime. Vikings leading the Forest Park Rangers. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, second half action, Vikings 22, Forest Park 18. Back to Buechler Arena in Ferdinand after this 3-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Barrie Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
It's a new year and time for the Start Something New sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. The new year means a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude in your driveway. The Jeep Cherokee Latitude comes in front-wheel or four-wheel drive and offers many great features in the new Jeep model. Washington Chrysler Center has five in stock that just rolled off the truck, priced as low as $22,208. Amazing deals to start the new year fresh during the Start Something New sales event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Forest Park. Second half action just seconds away. I believe it will be Forest Park basketball, Aaron Ash.
I think you're right. Let's hope this second half can get a little more of a flow going to
it. And I was thinking about it. This is a tonight's game brings to mind a lot to mind of the game down here 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Where
you're right.
It was a choppy slugfest. Barrie kind of unable to get untracked and eventually had to win that one in overtime.
Yeah. Neither team could really get anything going, string together a little run, and that's kind of been the, other than the start of the game where it was 7-0, and then Barrie turned it right around and I believe made it 10-7.
Yeah.
So
starters back on the floor for Barrie, second half, Forest Park basketball. And Hope with it. Down in the corner, trying to get it back to Hope. Steffi's got it now out high. Forest Park going to reset. Drew Howard with it, guarded by Isaac. Now looking to Steffi in the post. Hope's going to take a three, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Bryson.
Good first defensive possession there by Barive. They took away that first set, and then Forest Park had to go to another one, and Hope not able to connect from three.
Keegan going to drive it on everybody, down to Isaac. Isaac going to spin it back. His layup, no good. And last touch by Ainsco, out of bounds. Mm. And Forest Park going to get it back.
Yeah.
And I know part of the issue with Barive missing at point-blank range, you've got that specter of Kurt Hope waiting
yes.
there to,
yeah.
you know, to
you're
alter
exactly
your
right.
shot.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And Forest Park going to throw one away. Bryson going to pick it off. Here comes Barive with it. Gabe. Over to Bryson. Bryson, step back, 15-footer. It's long, but last touched by Forest Park off of Aaron Hurst out of bounds. And Barive will get it underneath their own basket.
See if Barive can't get the ball inbounded here from the out of bounds and execute a set.
Isaac's got it on the inbounds. Ainsco going to skip it over to Bryson. Bryson going to back it out. He's guarded by Hope now. They're going to back off him. Bryson going to set for a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Hope. Here comes Forest Park. Ball on the floor. Going to be kicked. Gladish going to pick it up. Here comes Barive.
Nice
Keegan
pass.
O'Neal going to pick it up and lay it in. Good job by Keegan running the floor.
Yes.
And it is 24-18.
Now, let's see if Barive can get some offensive possessions. We've got to get some good post position for Keegan and see if he can get him some touches here. At least try to run your offense through him a few times, get the big guy going.
And I think that's what they did on that first possession that ended in the Isaac miss, but Hope going to step back, long two, rebounded by Ainsco.
That's not a good shot there. That's an 18-footer with your toes on the line. We don't like those.
Isaac Wagler's got it. Layup, no good. And that was just not a good look at the basket right there by Isaac. Here comes Howard quickly the other way. Steffi going to launch a three. Got it. It happens every time. You take a bad shot on one end, you're going to pay on the other.
Barry's got to execute here in the half court.
24-21, Vikings by three. And Isaac going to miss a layup. Got behind him. Bryson found him. And here comes Howard with the basketball. Forest Park, another three. No good. Rebounded by Keegan.
That was a point-blank layup that Barive unable to connect on.
And another wild layup by Gladish. No good. And here comes Forest Park.
Oh, that's a
and
charge.
There
yes.
you go. Keegan going to stand in and take
yes.
one.
Good job.
And Keegan, that was
one-on-one in transition, and I was cringing thinking that this is an opportunity to get a third foul on Keegan, but he did a good job.
Squared right up, took the charge.
Yes, he did.
It's going to be on Simon Jacob. Here comes Forest Park with it.
You know, the last set was
Barive with it. Excuse
the last
me.
Set was run to get Keegan a touch in the post, but ended up with a wide open layup, and Isaac just missed it.
There's Isaac off the glass, going to roll off, no good, and they're going to get a foul on Keegan. And if you make the layup, he doesn't get foul number three.
Man, missed layup, and, you know, Keegan probably should have just went right up with it and scored it. But he was probably too unselfish there and gave a pass to Isaac, but Isaac's got to make that as well. That's a point-blank layup, and Keegan picks his third foul up now. He's got to be really smart.
They're going to go right after him, I would reckon. Howard's got it, guarded by Isaac Wagler. And spinning layup on the baseline is in and good by Garrett Betts, and it's a one-point game, 24-23.
Barive got it up to six there when they scored right out of the That's double dribble. Oh, man, that's a turnover for Bryson Graber. He was trying to throw it up to Gabe Gladish, and just really lackadaisical right now from Barreve. Not a good performance so far.
Full timeout, Barreve. We'll take one, too, on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 24-23, Vikings by a point. Back to Ferdinand in 1 minute.
Well, the Johnson deal is a bad deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a bad deal.
Changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back at Forest Park, 24-23, 4 minutes left in the third quarter. It will be Forest Park basketball.
The ball is not going through the basket for either team right now, Mike. So many missed opportunities.
Isaac Wagler going to tap one out of bounds. Howard looking for hope in the post.
Kind of telegraphed that pass, and Isaac got his hand on it.
So on the inbounds, Steffi with it. They're looking to Hope, going to be tipped away. There's Isaac going to outrun everybody. Layup, got it. 26-23.
Ooh, that one rolled around, too.
Forest Park back the other way. Steffi going to launch a three. Barreve didn't find him. Bryson Graber did not sprint back on defense. We're tied at 26.
That's Steffi's second three here in this second half.
Gladish with it out high. Ainsco. Gabe Gladish. Bryson.
Good find.
And Gabe going to back cut, get a layup. That's why you don't stop moving right there.
Yeah, good job there. Barreve tried to get it in the post, but there were three Forest Park defenders preventing that from happening, and Gabe did a good job cutting.
Roth Gerber going to bounce it into the corner.
Oh, that's...
And a wild shot put up by Forest Park. No good. Rebounded by Keegan. Here comes Bryson with the basketball. Gabe going to get loose for three. It's going to be no good. Ball on the floor. Forest Park going to pick it up. That was a good look for Gabe.
Keegan got his hand on the rebound, just couldn't corral it.
Howard, layup, no good. Here comes Barreve again. And Bryson going to have it picked from behind. Here comes Forest Park. It's going to be picked back.
And Bryson picked it back off from behind.
And Isaac going to get a run out and a layup.
Oh, man, this is...
We're at Forest Park, and Donut Hill's broken out, everybody.
Oh. This is a...
Get me Rick Smith on line one.
This is the craziest thing I've seen in a couple of years here. There's going to be two coaches losing sleep tonight, no matter what the outcome is.
And jumper up, no good. Bryson going to grab the rebound. Keegan O'Neal with it.
Make a move. Make a move.
Keegan, little jump hook, no good. Isaac going to tap it around. Barreve going to pick it back up. Gladish going to go down the lane. Do not call a charge, and they're going to call one. They're going to get one on Gabe Gladish.
Oh, man. It's going to be Gabe's second foul. He tried to pull up before there was any contact. And there was a little bit of contact. Forest Park player did a good job. Fell back, sold it. Offensive foul.
30-26, Forest Park basketball. Minute 30 left here in the third quarter. Forest Park, Steffi Going to set for three. That one going to be short. Ball going to be tapped around. Here comes Bryson with it. Somebody tell him if somebody's behind him. Going to skip it over. Keegan wanted that three in transition. Couldn't take it.
Yep. See if they can't get something where he can get a touchdown low. He had a good look the last time. Just wasn't able to connect.
We're at a minute left in the quarter, and it's that strange spot where are you going to get the last shot? Gabe going to set for one. Got it. Good screening action by Keegan down on the baseline to free him up, and it's a 7-point lead with 45 seconds left.
Big shot there. See if Barry can get a big stop here on the defensive end.
And they're going to get an offensive foul. Thank you. Thank you. It's like Oprah. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car.
That was not a good call either, I don't think. But I guess we'll just balance them out here.
So 31.9.
We'll take it. Consistency is all we ask, Mike. Just consistency.
Are you going to get the basketball? Isaac with it. Coming up on 20. Out to Gabe. Gabe's got a count. Over to Bryson. We're under 15. We're at 10. Here goes Bryson. Ainsco going to set for a three. Going to roll in and out. No good. But Gladish going to pick it up. Tip it in at the buzzer. Good close by the Vikings. At the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings battled through. It's a 35-26 lead. Back to Forest Park after this one-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Well, Ash, there was just a mosh pit on the floor.
I don't know what
And strangely,
happened.
Joe Rodemaker is walking right out of it.
I don't know what happened. There was a lot of jumping around out there on the court with some drummers.
I saw kids jumping. Next thing you know, Joe Rodemaker is walking out of it. You tell me.
I don't know. I don't know. Barry will get possession here to open the fourth quarter, leading 35-26. Had a good quarter, outscoring the Rangers. It's like 13-8 that quarter to extend the lead.
So it will be Barry basketball to start the fourth. Bryson's got it. Over to Austin. Keegan going to get through everybody.
There we go.
And the thing that Keegan did right there is he flat out got lower than everybody else.
Yeah, and he was very aware that he was looking for a guy trying to step in and take a charge. And very smart move. He kind of ducked through the guy trying to slide over.
So 37-26.
That's one way where a team can't double team you. When you get the ball on the floor, that's a charge. Yes, sir. Hey, yeah. Oh, wow. Austin Ainsco took that one as Kurt Hope kind of extended an elbow, a little elbow, Mike.
It looked like a monster from here.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we'll take it, though. That's going to be Kurt Hope's second foul.
So Bryson with it. Down to Keegan. Keegan in the middle of the lane. No good. Isaac going to come away with it, however.
And Keegan should have picked his fourth foul up there.
Gabe going to set for a three. It's no good. Keegan going to pick it up. No good, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
So Keegan missed initially Keegan got the ball really deep, missed the shot around. Keegan tips it out. Probably should have been his fourth foul and over the back. Gabe gets a wide open three, gets knocked down. Probably should have been a foul call. Keegan gets the offensive rebound, and he's going to shoot two free throws.
His first one is long. He'll have one more.
This is where Bar Eve up 11 right now with 7 minutes to go. They can really put this game away. A couple stops and a couple good possessions extend this lead.
Keegan got the second one, 38-26. Force Park's going to drive it to the basket, and they're going to get free throws here.
Yes.
That's my prediction. Well, ball's on the floor. Force Park going to pick it up in front of their bench. Another deflection. Bryson and Gabe both got a hand on that, I think.
That's one thing. Barry's done a good job tonight on the defensive end of getting deflections. They've had several.
Howard going to knock in a jumper from the elbow. And quick timeout by Forest Park. We'll take one, too. 6:39 left. Fourth quarter, 38-28. Barry by 10. Back to Forest Park after this one-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barry Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barry Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Thirty-eight, 28, 6:39 left. Aaron Ash will be Barry basketball.
Yeah, and this is similar to where we were against South Knox, Mike. Up 10 with about 6-7 minutes to go in that fourth quarter, and Barry did a terrible job of salting that game away. Let's see if Barry can do a better job here this fourth quarter of being efficient on the offensive end.
So Bryson with it. He's going to turn the corner. Back to Keegan. Trying to get Bryson all the way to the basket right there. Keegan's got it on the left side. Bounces it over to Isaac. And they're going to get a travel on Isaac Wagler. He got his foot stuck, I guess, Aaron Ash.
Oh, man. Well, Murray's going to have to, that's 0 for 1 here, trying to salt the game away with an unforced turnover. We're going to have to string some stops together here defensively.
Howard's got it, guarded by Isaac. He's in the middle of the lane. Tough jumper, no good. And Forest Park going to pick it up. Hurst going to lay it in. He's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. That's on Keegan, and that's number four.
Barry unable to get that defensive rebound. They've done a good job tonight on the defensive glass and just did not get all the bodies blocked out. And Keegan, again, wrong place, wrong time. As the offensive rebound happened, Keegan hit him on the arm. That's going to be a three-point play as the free throw's good. 38-31. Quentin Yoder checks in for Keegan now. Looks like Forest Park going to extend their defense a little bit. Hope's the only one up here. Maybe a 1-2-2 trap here.
Looks that way.
Gabe's going to have to get up here. Somebody's going to have to help. Bryson.
Gladish has it out in the center circle. And Coach Thompson wants a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take 1-2. 5:59 left. 38-31, Bar Eve leads Forest Park. Back to Ferdinand after this 30-second timeout.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeve Sports.
38-31, Coach Ash, 5:59 left. It will be Barry basketball.
Yeah, Barry have avoided a turnover there as Forest Park hit him with a 1-2-2 half-court trap, and Coach Thompson able to call a timeout to save a turnover, and let's see if Forest Park comes back out in that trapping defense. 5:59 to go, Barry up 38-31. Looks like they're back to man-to-man.
So So Bryson Graber with it. And mounts it over to Isaac.
Forest Park really ramping their defense up, covering up some passing lanes.
Isaac guarded by Hope. Ainsco going to pick it up, and he's going to be fouled, go to the line to shoot two, and they're going to get that on Hope.
Oh, very fortunate. That was a tough pass that Isaac made over Hope. Ainsco was able to kind of corral it in and got Hope on the foul. It's going to be his third foul, the team's fifth. So Barry getting closer to that bonus opportunity.
Austin's first is going to be long. He'll have another. Bogotti wins it tonight over Reve, 51-42.
That's a good win for the Lions.
Austin will have one more. And that one rolls in, 39-31. Vikes by eight. Forest Park with the basketball. Howard's got it. Guarded by Isaac Wagler. Steffi's got it in the right corner. And good defense right there by Quentin Yoder. He's going to step around Hope, pick it off. And Barry's going to get it on the turnover.
Forest Park back in this pressure man-to-man defense here. 5:15 to go.
Isaac's got it high on the left side. Quentin now. Back to Bryson.
See if Barif can't get something going to the basket here. Again, Keegan O'Neill on the bench with four fouls.
Gabe Gladish, layup, no good. But Barif going to grab the rebound. Isaac going to kick it back out to Bryson. I think Gabe lost control of the basketball. Quentin back to Bryson. We're at 440.
Ah.
And they're going to get a travel on Bryson, dragging his feet.
Oh, man, it came right before he found Isaac Wagler for a wide-open layup, too. Oh, man.
So Forest Park with it again.
Would have been a big basket.
Howard. His shot off the glass is good, 39-33.
Yeah, and I was getting ready to say it's time to get Keegan back in the game, and he's going to be at the scorer's table.
So there's that 1-2-2 trap again. Gladish.
Pass it, Gabe.
Gabe. Yeah, Gabe can. Yeah. They're going to get a foul on Hope, but Gabe didn't give up. He had a dribble.
Yeah, he had his dribble. He almost got a 5-second count, but they're going to get Clint Hope. That's going to be his fourth foul.
So Keeg back in. Quentin going to sit down. They're going to get Hope here for a second.
Yeah, definitely get him on a defensive possession here.
So Barif will be in the bonus the rest of the game.
39-33. Forest Park's still going to try this trap. Barif's got to look to attack it. If you do it right, you can get a wide-open three or a wide-open layup.
There's your wide-open three. Swish. 42-33. That's Gabe Gladish. Forest Park going to beat the defense down the floor again. Barif doesn't match up. Wade Leonard going to knock one in.
Forest Park back to man-to-man here. Let's see if Barif can get that ball in the paint.
Bryson's got it. 3:30 left. There's Isaac Wagler. Layup off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Forest Park. And here come the Rangers, and they've got numbers. And Keegan going to kick it.
That saved a wide-open shot that was coming for the Rangers.
Here comes Hope back in the game.
Oh, another missed opportunity around the basket for Barif. 42-36. 3:20 to go. Rangers have an opportunity here to cut into the lead even more. Be the closest they've been in a long time.
Steffi, three on the baseline. Got it. 42-39. That's back-to-back threes. Forest Park's with two within three. 3 minutes to go. Gabe Gladish with it.
He's got a count. No, he doesn't.
Over to Bryson. Bryson
nice pass.
Down to Keegan. Keegan layup. Good. Got it. 44-39. Barry needs to stop here. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left, and they got to locate shooters.
Yeah, they got to get matched up here.
And
Howard, charge, yeah.
There's the charge, and Keegan took another one with four.
Oh, that was a good job by Keegan. Really good job there.
Yeah, and Keegan saw that develop, slid over.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
And took it. So Vikings going against a little full court pressure here now with a 5-point lead, 2:33 left. So on the inbounds.
Murray is in the bonus from here on out.
It's just going to be man-to-man here, it looks like, for Forest Park. Bryson's got it.
Oh, nice pass.
And Ainsco going to lay it up and in. Good dish by Bryson.
Man, that was pretty.
46-39.
Oh, they left him.
And they're going to miss it. Gabe going to grab the rebound. And Gabe going to be fouled with 2:11 left. And that's going to put him in the bonus situation. 46-39.
Such a strange game. A lot of whistles. A lot of turnovers. Neither team has played particularly well.
Gabe's free throw is long. Ball tapped around and Forest Park comes away with it. So here comes Howard. Roth Gerber with it. He's going to spin it into the lane.
Charge.
And they're going
to... Oh, my.
They're going to get a block. And here's the best part. I don't think they're going to give him free throws.
Oh, they're calling it on... No, they're not calling the block. They're calling Austin Ainsco guarding the defender, maybe pushing.
Yeah, holding him on the floor. All right.
Okay. So we'll go with that. Nobody's getting free throws, so there you go.
Minute 57 left. That's only a fourth foul on Barrie. Howard. Ball on the floor. Forest Park going to come up with it. Roth Gerber over to Howard. Howard going to spin it. He's going to kick it back. Ball in the middle of the lane. Long two put up. No good. Keegan going to grab the rebound.
Call timeout if you need to.
And he's going to
throw
a Hail Mary. Oh, and there's Ainsco, gets behind everybody. Good pass by Isaac. Lays it up and in, 48-39. And Forest Park going to take a timeout. And that may have been the one that breaks the camel's back. Mm. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 48-39, Vikings by 9. Back to Forest Park after this one-minute timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
It's a new year and time for the Start Something New sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. The new year means a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude in your driveway. The Jeep Cherokee Latitude comes in front-wheel or four-wheel drive and offers many great features in the new Jeep model. Washington Chrysler Center has five in stock that just rolled off the truck, priced as low as $22,208. Amazing deals to start the new year fresh during the Start Something New sales event, now underway at the Washington and Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Ferdinand, 48-39, Coach Ash.
Yeah, it'll be Forest Park basketball. Barrie just scored on a layup, a beautiful pass by Isaac Wagler to Austin Ainsco. 48-39, 1:25 to go. Barrie will be in the bonus, 18 fouls on Forest Park. Barrie only has four team fouls, still have a couple to use if needed.
So Forest Park with it. Minute 20 left. Hope's got it. Howard. Good defense by Keegan. Forest Park. Three put up by Steffi. No good. Ainsco with the rebound. And Keegan had a leak out, but Drew Howard snuck back. But now Gabe going to be fouled. And Gabe going to go to the line to shoot the bonus. That's team foul number 9. Gladish. Got that one, 49-39. Gabe with one more. Got them both. 50-39. Minute four left. Here comes Forest Park with a basketball. Looks like Barib going to get this win. Move to 10-2 on the season. Steffi's got it. Over to Howard. Howard going to set for a long three. Got it to go. 50-42. Barib with it on the inbounds.
He's had a nice game. Freshman Howard.
And Isaac going to be fouled. And he'll go to the line for the double bonus. That's 10 team fouls on Forest Park. 43.5 seconds left. 50-42 Vikings.
Still a lot of time. Barry doesn't want to go to sleep here with 43 seconds to go.
Isaac left it short. He'll have one more. Got that one, 51-42. Forest Park with it. Howard, way out high. And Isaac just going to pick one off.
Oh, my goodness. That was the worst one of the night.
He literally was shoved out of bounds.
Oh, my goodness.
That I thought they were calling an intentional foul.
That was the worst one of the night.
Oh, Ripon.
Unbelievable. Oh, God. Isaac got a steal, going up the sideline, got pushed out of bounds. And the official, I guess, just thought he went out. There's a travel. No call. Keegan O'Neill, Hope fell down on a travel, and they didn't call anything.
And Hope's going to pick it up, lay it in. With 13.7 seconds left. It's going to be a full timeout. Isaac Wagler got two hand pushed in the back out of bounds.
Well, like the conversation was, are they going to call an intentional foul this late in the game? That's how bad it was. And the official just said he went out on his own, I guess. It was going to be an intentional foul or just a common foul. Could have called an intentional because it wasn't going for the ball. It was a two-hand shove in the back, basically to prevent a layup.
Aaron, this is the point of the night. Where I can not let my Barib homerism get in the way.
Well, that one was bad. They've been consistent calling charges all night. Every time a kid's fell down both ways, it's been a charge. Not just one way, both ways. That's all right. 51-44, 13 seconds to go. Barib is an inbound pass away and probably a few free throws here.
Barib on the inbounds. 51-44. Gladish with it. And he's going to be fouled. With 11.3. So Gabe will go to the line to shoot two. And Gabe's first free throw, got it, 52-44.
It's Gabe's 23rd point tonight.
Gabe's next free throw, long. Here comes Forest Park. We're under 10. Long three put up by Steffi. It's going to bounce off, no good. Keegan going to grab it, hold it in the backcourt, and that is going to do it. Vikings going to hang on tonight here in Ferdinand. Barry moves to 10-2 on the season. They win it over Forest Park, 52-44. Post-game show tonight brought to you by our good friend, Alex Knepp. And the whole gang at German American Financial Services in Washington. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, Aaron Ash will have all of tonight's post-game statistics. We'll have the build-up, Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and a visit from the coach, Josh Thompson. All that and more. Vikings win it tonight, 52-44 over Forest Park. Back to Ferdinand after this one-minute timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Well, the Johnson deal is a bad deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal.
Back at Forest Park High School, Vikings move to 10-2 on the season, and they win it tonight over Forest Park, 52-44. And as we talked about, Aaron Ash, stylistically, this was not the prettiest game. You know, to give people in Viking Nation an idea, if you were down here 2 years ago, basically almost kind of a carbon copy. That game a little bit closer, but Barr even made enough plays to hold on that day. And Vikings do the same here tonight, and they win at 52-44.
Yeah, just ugly all the way around. It just no flow in the game. Neither team could really string together too much of a run. Barr even did in the third quarter to kind of get that lead up into double figures, and then Forest Park was able to cut it back down to, I think they got within three there in the fourth quarter, but Barr even was able to get some leak outs, get some timely baskets, and was able to push that lead back in that 8 to 10 point range and finish with an 8 point victory. We'll go to Forest Park stats. We'll start with the Rangers. They were led by Kurt Hope. He had 10 points. He had 5 2-point field goals, 0 of 1 from the free throw line. 9 points from Reed Steffi. He had 3 3-point field goals all in the second half, 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Drew Howard had 9 points. He had 1 3-pointer. He had 3 2-point field goals for his 9. 5 points for Aaron Hurst. 2 2-point field goals, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. 3 points for Simon Jacob, 1 3-point field goal. 3 points for Wade Leonard, 1 3-point field goal. 3 points for Elliot Rothgerber, 1 3-point field goal. And Garrett Betts had 2 points for the Rangers to round out their scoring. Again, Kurt Hope with 10. Reed Steffi and Drew Howard both tossed in 9. For the Barrie Vikings, they were led by senior Gabe Gladish. He had 23 points. He had 4 3-point field goals. He had 3 2-point field goals. 5 of 7 from the free throw line for his 23. Isaac Wagler had 9 points. 4 2-point field goals. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 8 points for Austin Ainsco. 3 2-point field goals. 2 of 4 from the free throw line for Austin's 8. Keegan O'Neill with 7. He had 3 2-point field goals. 1 of 2 from the free throw line, all in the second half. Keegan was hampered with foul trouble pretty much the entire night again. And 3 points for Bryson Graber, 1 2-point field goal, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, and 2 points for Hagen Knepp as he had 1 2-point field goal. So again, 23 for Gabe, 9 for Isaac, 8 for Austin, 7 for Keegan, 3 for Bryson, 2 for Hagen Knepp. Quarter scoring, Barrieve and Forest Park played to a 12-12 tie in that first quarter. Second quarter, Barrieve outscored Forest Park 10-6. They took a 22-18 lead into the locker room at halftime. In the third quarter, Barrieve came out and outscored Forest Park 13-8 to take a 35-26 lead going into the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter scoring saw the Rangers outscore Barrieve 18-17, but Barrieve holds on to a 52-44 victory in a game that, like we talked about, it was just wasn't pretty. You know, both coaches are going to have a lot of things that they can show their guys on tape to get better, you know, and that's the name of the game here in the month of January and February. You work to get better. You want your best basketball to come here in about 2 months. So anytime you come to Forest Park and you walk away with any type of victory, you're doing yourself that's good work, even though you felt like you didn't play your best. 8-point victory on the road, Forest Park, quality team. You'll take it.
All right. Well, before we're waiting on the coach, we'll go ahead and pass out a little hardware. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Probably a pretty easy call tonight, Coach Ash.
Yeah, we're going to go with Gabe Gladish again. He had 23 points. Played a really nice ball game. On the defensive end, he had a lot of deflections. I remember him taking at least one, I think two charges tonight, which, you know, I think everybody was taking charges tonight.
Yes, but, yes.
You know, Gabe offensively was able to hit 4 threes, 5 of 7 from the free throw line.
Can't have that.
You know, there was a couple drives that Gabe had that, you know, I thought against Blackhawk, when he put the ball on the floor, he did a really good job of making good decisions and finishing around the rim. A couple of those drives, which, you know, he'll be able to see on film, that were probably a little bit out of control, and those are not great situations that you want to put yourself in. You get yourself in trouble when the drive is not available and it's not there. But overall, Gabe played a really nice game, hit some timely 3-point field goals when Barrie got off to a really slow start out of the gate, and then hit a big one here late as well to kind of extend that lead when Forest Park was trying to play catch-up.
So Vikings 10-2 and off again until next Friday as Lagodi comes to town. The Lions, that has typically been a Saturday night game, Coach Ash. Talk to us a little bit about why that's a Friday night game now.
Well, it was moved to Friday last year, so we actually played it on – we were supposed to play it on Friday
last year.
And it was snowed out, and it actually got moved to the girls' basketball sectional Saturday, if you remember. So, yeah, the move was made a couple of years – or last year, just, you know, everyone involved – you know, Lagodi's AD, coach. You know, when you get to this part of the year, it's nice to be able to take a Saturday and Sunday off to give your guys two days back-to-back rest. And it was kind of an awkward week for both teams. You know, you're used to playing on Friday night, and, you know, you practice through the week, and here you got an extra day thrown in there, and just kind of an awkward thing. And so that's the whole reason behind it, to play that game on Friday and basically give the kids 2 days off, you know, your Saturday, Sunday. You know, at that time of the year, I think it's important to get some days off, and so that's basically where that came from.
All right. Well, join us again tomorrow as the Barrie and Reveille girls square off at Kavanaugh Court. I believe that's a 12 o'clock junior varsity start, right, Coach Ash?
12 o'clock JV, that is right.
So we'll be on the air. Oh, in the 1:15 range for tomorrow. So that'll be that. A Saturday night off. Vikings head back to school next week. Coach Thompson making his way up the many, many steps here at Beekler Arena.
Hey, we might also mention the North Davis game the following Saturday. I believe, is that the 20th? January 20th?
Yeah.
That's going to be a 4:30 varsity start, and JV following. We're going to be a part of basketball day in Indiana that day, so the game's going to actually be on Fox Sports Indiana. So it's kind of an awkward deal, but we have to play our varsity game at 4:30, and JV will follow. So we'll still be at North Davis, but just to throw that out there to everybody, that's going to be a varsity start at 4:30 at North Davis. I guess 2 weeks from tomorrow.
All right. Joined now on the post-game show by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. Vikings win it 52-44. And, coach, stylistically, it's not one you're going to save and throw in the Hall of Fame someday. But I thought our guys got tough, and when we needed to make a play, we made a play.
Yeah, our guys did make some plays, Mike, tonight when we needed to make plays. But you know, it's a hard place to win, and my message to the kids just a little bit ago was we made it a lot harder on ourselves than what it typically is when we come down here. Again, it's not an easy place to win, so A win here at Forest Park is always a good win. But we got to clean some things up moving forward. We got to get better at executing late. There in the fourth quarter, they beat us 18-17, and they were fouling us. We got to get better defensively. We got to get better at taking care of the basketball. Had some turnovers tonight because we were too high, too loose with the ball, didn't come to jump stop. So those are things that will go back and we'll get fixed up next week.
All right. This was a game that, I think a lot of people thought it would be Keegan O'Neill and Kurt Hope battling in the post, but both the big guys, a lot of foul trouble. And I thought for the second game in a row, Gabe really stepped up and made some big shots.
Yeah, Gabe really made some big shots for us when we needed him to step up. So that was obviously really good to see. But I thought Keeg played pretty aggressive. He had a real nice stretch there, about a really good six-minute stretch where he got a big basket going to the hole, got an offensive rebound, put back, got to the free throw line. So we again, all the way across the board, just got to start to develop a little more consistency.
Seeing the post-game statistics, and you talked about it on the pregame, not only the importance of controlling the backboards tonight with a big physical team, but really keeping them off the offensive glass. But again tonight, 31-16 on the glass for the Vikings.
Yeah, guys did a pretty good job for the most part. We had one there late that was, I thought, was a little silly that we gave up. But making sure we close a little bit better and cleaner is something we got to work on.
All right, Friday night, the Lagodi Lions come to town, and your first first time on the other bench in that rivalry, Coach Thompson.
Yeah, I guess you told me I've been on the dark side before. So, anyway, no, it's going to be fun. Anytime I was a part of that as an assistant coach, it's always a great game. You can always throw records and statistics and stuff like that out the window. And they've been playing better lately. So we'll have a good crowd, and people better get there early. I told my dad that he needs to get there probably about 5 o'clock, and he goes, last time I got to a game at 5 o'clock was when Damon Bailey was playing at Bloomfield. So I told him get there early next week. But glad to be a part of that and glad to be on our side.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations. Vikings moved to 10-2, and we will talk to you this week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Sparty basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikes win it tonight, 52-44 over Forest Park. Join us again tomorrow. Bar Eve and the Vincennes Reveille girls from Kavanaugh Court. Airtime going to be about 1:15 in the afternoon. I'd like to thank Cannon Shake back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And from a partner, Aaron Nash, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it tonight here at Forest Park, 52-44. Good night, everybody.
Bar Eve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home.